This is today's Midwest Digest, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the National Agriculture Day Observance, March 14th. Newsman Steve Alexander will be along with today's report after this. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. Steve?
Thank you, Max. In Illinois, over the last 4 years, with a Republican governor and a Democratic-controlled legislature, it's hard to argue that very little got done. Well, it's different now. There's a Democrat in charge at the governor's office, and the Democrats still run the legislature, and they didn't waste much time in approving a $15 minimum wage. The Democrats rammed it through the legislature, and Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker says he'll sign it, but it will not take effect until next January. That $15 is more than double the minimum wage in some of Illinois' neighboring states. Wisconsin seems to be attracting politicians interested in being president. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, who announced her candidacy earlier in the week, is going to be in Eau Claire to campaign on Saturday. But before her arrival, Texan Beto O'Rourke, who has not announced but is reportedly thinking about it, is going to be in Madison for a meeting with university students and faculty. At the University of Minnesota, 18-year-old Gloria Reakin was a freshman in 1970 when she vanished. And that was it. Her family had no idea what happened to her until this week, when DNA evidence showed that a body found in a burned-out home around the time she disappeared was hers. But closure for the family is still elusive. Investigators say it was not the fire that killed her, and they can't tell what did, nor do they know why she was about 80 miles away from campus. Michigan's new governor, Gretchen Whitmer, was not happy with a Detroit TV station's news story about the social media reaction to the dress she wore during her State of the State speech. There were numerous unflattering or sexist comments about her physical appearance. She tweeted that the segment broadcast by Fox 2 on Wednesday was way out of line, before adding, "I'm tough, I can take it." But, she said, in this era when so many women are stepping up to lead, she's hoping people will focus on ideas and accomplishments instead of appearance. Well, Valentine's Day is in the rearview mirror, and if you don't have a Valentine, maybe you should go skiing at the Wilmot Ski Area, about an hour southwest of Milwaukee, where they have this event now and then that is essentially chairlift speed dating. A professional matchmaker connects people to ride the 3 minutes up to the top of the hill, and during that time, the couple can decide whether they have any reason to continue to see each other after they get off the ski lift. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.